views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk today. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out. Right now, we're listening to the Always Sunny Show. Eldon Scott joins me in the studio. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, PJ. Doing well. Doing well.
So what is new since last we spoke?
You know, same slow smoke barbecue every day at Sunny's Barbecue.
Nice. So talk to us a little bit about their process.
Yeah. So Sunny's Barbecue since 1968. Obviously, we're heavy in Florida, but local pit masters, and we slow smoke barbecue every day. Start loading our briskets and pork butts every night, probably about 7 o'clock, and season them all up, put them on the smoker. Everything's smoked with good oak, and goes all night long, and has it nice and ready for all of our store openings at 10:45 every day.
So it's nice and fresh the next day for all the people that come out.
Yep, awesome. Absolutely.
So you still have your winter menu, I hear?
Yeah, winter menu is in swing, so it's a good one. Excited about that prime rib sandwich is so good. If you've not had it, definitely check that out. It's going to be running through the end of February, but that prime rib sandwich, thin sliced prime rib dunked in some au jus with some of our horseradish sauce, the crispy onions, and then served on that good Sonny's garlic bread. Mm-hmm. It is a good sandwich. So if you have not had it yet, definitely come check it out. It's a fan favorite for sure.
I hear it's called the Real Deal Rib Sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Real deal rib sandwich.
The real deal.
It is the real deal. Nothing processed. It is a third of a rack of ribs. So, obviously it's the Sunny smoked ribs that St. Louis style. Take a third of that rack. Take the membrane off the back of it. We grill it with our famous Sunny sweet sauce. Everybody's knows that one. So the we put it on the grill. Serve it with some red onions, some pickles, and some of our sweet sauce right on top. And get it on a bun or garlic bread. But it is a really good sandwich. So definitely check that out. If you know from another not-to-be-named restaurant that occasionally brings out a rib sandwich that maybe isn't actually made from ribs, it's part of the reason why we are doing a real deal rib sandwich.
Yeah, it's the real thing.
The real thing. Actually, a third of a rack of ribs on the sandwich, so it's a good one. So definitely check that out. It's going through the rest of this weekend. So it's a very limited time offer. We run it for 2 weeks, so through the rest of this weekend, and then it'll be going away.
So Sunday night, it's going away.
There you go. So come and get it, and don't miss out on it.
All right.
Yeah.
How about the rest of the winter menu? How long is that going through?
Yeah, it's great. So we got the candy bacon mac and cheese. That's one that people love. It's like a double portion of mac and cheese with that candy bacon, onion straws, and some barbecue sauce. That one's a hit. People are loving that. It's a good shareable. Good shareable. Like, even get some people order that as an appetizer. So it's a great one. The dessert that we have right now is the apple cinnamon bread pudding. It's really good. So I'm sorry I didn't bring you none today, PJ. I could have used it.
That's
yeah,
okay.
You could have. I'm sorry. But brought it in from Meg a couple weeks back, and it's nice and good. So you can order those in the restaurant. Order them to go. You can get them by the half dozen. I mean, take them home, have them on hand, pop them in the microwave. I'm saying, pro tip.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So do the bread puddings change over quite frequently too?
Well, so no, I mean, that's
okay. So they get a banana bread pudding at one point.
Yeah, it's been, okay. I don't, that may have been before my time, but
okay.
The apple cinnamon bread pudding, it's part of the seasonal menu they're doing. I'm hoping they bring back. So in the fall we did the pecan pie egg rolls. And then last spring we did the peach cobbler egg rolls, which I'm hoping they bring back. They haven't officially released that menu to us, so I can tease it a little bit. But those were a big hit. Those peach cobbler egg rolls, they were definitely a hit. And I think some of the best dessert that we have. I mean, obviously everybody knows Sonny's for our famous banana pudding, and everybody loves it. People are so disappointed when we do caterings, and the banana pudding is not there. So, but the peach cobbler egg rolls are definitely a real hit. So hopefully they bring them back in the spring. But I'll let y'all know as soon as they
All right.
they release the information to us what's officially on the spring menu.
Yeah. So you mentioned catering there. So I know football season is almost over for the NFL anyway.
Yep.
First of all, I have to ask, do you have any favorites for the Super Bowl?
You know, no. No, I don't.
Not a Broncos or Patriots fan.
No,
or...
I think it's going to be the Patriots. They're looking good. Patriots and Seahawks, I think, is who it's going to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, Seahawks playing at home. Patriots are looking good. So, I think that's going to be
the matchup.
I think
you're probably right. So,
you know.
So as people are thinking about their catering for their parties.
Absolutely.
They can come to Sonny's.
Come to Sonny's. It's what we specialize in. Definitely check out the chicken wing deal. So, 50 wings for $50.99. You can get those slow smoked chicken, Sonny's chicken wings. If you've not had them, they're absolutely delicious. Marinated for at least 24 hours, then smoked about 2.5-3 hours. But definitely check them out. It's a great deal. If you're having that party for the big game, I don't know. Are we allowed to say Super Bowl? I mean, I just said it, and you said it a minute ago.
Well, it's in the news, it's Super Bowl.
It is in the news?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a Super Bowl.
Okay. We'll say the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, and they've got the playoff games this weekend. So it does take 24 hours to get those catering orders in. So you want to just go ahead and go to sunnyscatering.com. You can place those orders online. Those barbecue meatballs are absolutely delicious. Barbecue by the pound. So, you know, if you just, hey, I want 5 pounds of pulled pork, we can absolutely get that set up for you. Make it nice and easy for you to come pick it up, you know, whatever time you want to pick it up. Right before the game, whenever. So definitely, I got some chicken wings from a unnamed restaurant for the national championship game, and I was a little disappointed. When you're spoiled on the Sonny's chicken wings, it's it's tough to go to anywhere else. So I'll be it is tough to go to anywhere else.
So what
else
do you recommend for the upcoming games? You mentioned the wings. What else should they have
wings
with it?
I mean, you got the sides. I mean, obviously, the sidekicks. Mac and cheese is always a hit. The barbecue beans. We can do your order of fries, whatever it is. I mean, we can get you set up. We do a buffalo chicken dip. Smoked buffalo chicken dip. It is really good. So it's available only on catering, not available in the restaurant. So sometimes we get people hear us on the radio and like, oh, Eldon talked about it on the radio. So, you know, so some things are only available on the catering. So the buffalo chicken dip is only available for catering. But it is one worth checking out. It is delicious. So that the wings, the barbecue meatballs, I don't know if I talked about those. Those are always a hit. You know, you can have some of the best. Even at my own daughter's wedding, we did brisket, and was one of the best briskets that I think I've ever seen come across a Sonny's catering line. It was perfect, and people were raving about the meatballs. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
But they're really good. So that little bit of oak smoke on the meatballs with that Sonny's sweet sauce is always a hit. So
at your own daughter's wedding, you don't look old enough to have a daughter who's married.
It's because this microphone is hiding all the gray, PJ.
Okay. Nice. So for people that are thinking about weddings, that's a good kind of pivot point to another type of event people can cater for.
Absolutely. Do a ton of weddings here. And pretty much every weekend we got a wedding going on somewhere here on the Gulf Coast. And got a great team. So we do full service catering, which is a lot of times weddings, corporate events, different style things. We've done a few Chamber of Commerce luncheons, different events. We did a casino night for Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, which was a ton of fun. Jim over there, and it's just a great night. It's a lot of fun. They set up all the casino tables. So, you know, we have a full team come out, set up the catering line, bring out all the chafing dishes, do all the things, everything from set up to clean up. You know, we can set whatever menu you want. Obviously, a lot of times people think Sonny's barbecue, they're thinking, you know, pulled pork or sliced pork, you know, but we have lots of different options. Prime rib, we even do smoked salmon, pork loin. So there's other options that we can do. We can do grilled chicken breast, you know, so there's other options outside of just barbecue that we can do on the catering side that we don't always necessarily do inside of the restaurant. So we have a lot of options. We really try to meet our guests or our clients' needs on the catering side. So if they, hey, we need it set up this way, and we need, you know, this and this, and we want it purple or whatever colors, we really try to match. The team does a great job of that to accommodate whatever the what's the feng shui of the event? Is that is that proper? You know, or the flow of the event?
The food feng shui.
Yeah. So great team. So we do full service catering. Mm-hmm. We do pickup catering. So if you want to just come pick up, like we're talking about for the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know, you just need 5 pounds of pulled pork, 5 pounds of chopped brisket, whatever it is, those chicken wings, and we can set it up and say, hey, you want to come pick it up at 2 o'clock, and we'll have it ready, hot and ready for you when you come and pick it up. And then we also do delivery. So if you need to get it delivered, actually doing a little delivery to the Pensacola Airport this afternoon. Somebody's got a retirement party for one of the staff members, so we're doing a little delivery there. So it'll be
that's
fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's always fun wheeling barbecue straight through the airport.
Making everybody hungry as you go. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So talk to me a little bit about the weekly specials. I know that Sonny's always has weekly specials going.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the app. So that's where you're always going to get all of our best specials. So you're going to get the app. So you can go to sonnysbbq.com, or you can go to your either Apple Store or your Google Play Store, and you can just go ahead and download that app. You're going to have all the specials directly sent to you through that. Also, you're going to collect all your rewards points, so you don't want to miss any opportunities to collect rewards, because who doesn't love free barbecue? So it's your opportunity to collect those reward points as you come to Sonny's, get all those special deals. The Real Deal rib sandwich is probably the biggest deal we have going on right now as far as that goes. And then, you know, the winter menu. So the other items on the winter menu is the creamy skillet potatoes. So that's the other side that's on the winter menu. Mm-hmm. And then the other appetizer is the onion rings. Onion rings are really good. So if you've not checked out those onion rings, definitely check those out. Toss with a little bit of our barbecue rub and served with our smoking ranch.
That sounds tasty. Yeah. So, I was looking at the website here. We have the family feast. We have create your own bundle. There's also some game day exclusives. So things that you can just get, I'm guessing, through just the website.
Yep. So definitely check out sonnysbbq.com. You can see all those special offers there. Again, like we're talking about, those wings, those barbecue by the pound. You know, if you need to order a pack of buns, you can definitely check those out. All the sidekicks. Mm-hmm. Potato salad's so good. We have a great potato salad. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, is it mustardy? Is it, you know, like back and forth. And they had gotten some potato salad somewhere, and they were like, yeah, we really wasn't like what I think of a potato salad. And I'm like, our potato salad is like the quintessential Southern potato salad. So if you hadn't had it, definitely check it out. So
okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about the Random Acts of Barbecue.
Yeah, so Random Acts of Barbecue actually coming up in middle of February is Random Acts of Kindness Week. So we're going to be going and doing some Random Acts of Barbecue that week. Mm-hmm. But that's just part of Sonny's, is a way that we kind of give back to the community, whether we're, you know, honoring our first responders or law enforcement, our teachers, the nurses, you know, the people in our community that are serving our community. It's just Sonny's way of kind of giving back to them different times of year. You know, sometimes it lines up with, you know, weeks, and sometimes we just have them set up to celebrate, you know, random people in the community who are nominated for, you know, the exemplary service.
Mm-hmm. And for people that want to cater or do Random Acts of Kindness with Sonny's, how much lead time do you need?
You know, it really depends. If we're looking at like a setup and serve catering, ideally at least 72 hours. Like if you need us to come and, you know, have a team come out, that it would, we have enough time to get it staffed and everything. Really a week, ideally, for a full setup and serve. Like if you need a team to come out and do the service, we do say 72 hours, but a week gives us a little bit more planning for scheduling. Makes it a little bit easier on the team as far as getting, make sure, you know, food's ordered in on time and everything's set up and ready to go. Far as pickup catering, 24 hours, you can go on the website, place an order for the next day. So, and then delivery, we typically say about 48 hours.
Okay. Do you cater to dietary restrictions?
We do, absolutely. You know, we try to accommodate everywhere that we can. A lot of times we get requests for vegetarian stuff. So salads are always the easy way to go, but baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, we really try to accommodate those needs and try to make a meal out of it for those guests or catering need. A lot of times that happens on catering. So a lot of times we'll have, you know, say we're catering for 100 people and they have 3 people who are vegetarians. So we'll bring some extra sides. We'll bring some baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, whatever it is that they request to kind of accommodate them and meet them where they're at. And you know, still provide them a quality service, some a good baked potato. Love me a good sweet potato from Sonny's. With turkey, a sweet potato, and some steamed broccoli. That is a good lunch, let me tell you.
Awesome. So if I would guess you're delivering, you're setting up. Do you stay on site during the event as well?
Yeah, we do. Like I said, everything from setup to clean up, and not everybody always needs that. So sometimes people just need a little. And when we do a delivery, we'll typically set it up for you. You know, so we'll set up a nice, you know, buffet line. But sometimes, you know, people need say they need to hold it for 2 hours or something. So we can bring chafing dishes and set up those up as well. You know, based on a special request. But typically a delivery is just, you know, set up a buffet line, make sure everybody knows, you know, whoever's in charge knows what foods where and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the setup and serve team will stay from very beginning to the very end, however long it needs to be.
Okay. Do you have a food truck? I think have a food truck.
We do. We have a food truck. We do a lot of you know, different events. You know, got one coming up, Quality Roofing. We're going to be doing the ribbon cutting for them. They're opening up a commercial division. So,
oh, nice.
With the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be out there for that. And, it's going to be a fun ribbon cutting. So it's going to be a good day. So we'll do private events with that. A lot of times we don't take it out to too many community events. But we do get out and have a good time. We, you know, go out to UWF football games. And so we do take it out and use it for special events, so it is available.
Okay. Well, 437-1620, you're going to want to know that number because Eldon always has a giveaway.
Time for a giveaway. Yeah. So we're going to give away a family feast. That always seems to be the fan favorite. And so we'll go with, let's see here, fifth person to text in Sonny's. We'll make it nice and easy.
All right. Fifth person to text in Sonny's, 437-1620, 437-1620. And you walk away with a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. What else do you have for us,
sir? Yeah, and that family feast is going to have four proteins, so smoked chicken, pulled pork, brisket, and turkey. It's going to have three sidekicks, so your choice of three sidekicks, your choice of bread, and then a gallon of sweet tea. So it was really a great deal, a little over $50 value, and we say it feeds four to six, but it is a feast. So you're going to have plenty of food. Everybody's going to enjoy good, healthy portions and have a great slow smoke barbecue meal. So excited about a couple things coming up. Actually heading over to Tallahassee with Leadership Pensacola the next week. Going to get to go tour the Capitol and visit the Supreme Court. So it's going to be a fun day and working on our class project. So the Gulf Coast Kids House is working on a sensory garden. So got some fundraising opportunities coming up at the end of February. It's going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, so we're going to a give back towards that class project. So excited about that and be sharing a little bit more. Probably next show we'll share a little bit more about that.
I was going to say, can the community
absolutely
help out
with that? Everybody be able to come out and do we're doing a dine-in give back. So come in and we'll donate 20% of the proceeds back to the class project.
Okay. Well, we do have a winner. I believe his name is Steve. The last four are 0791. So congratulations, Steve. Just send me some additional information so we can get you to pick that up. And they're going to pick it up here at the studio?
Come to the studio to pick that up. Yep. Front desk Tina will have you taken care of for you and do all the proper documentation, validate who you are, and she'll take good care of you like they always do here.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the rewards program.
Yeah, so rewards program is going to be through that app. So, again, download that app. You can go to sunnysbbq.com, get that downloaded. But then also you can go to directly to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store and get that downloaded. And then we have a tiered rewards program. So the more you spend with us, the more we give you. I don't know how else to say it, but as you accumulate points, you get into, you know, higher tiers of rewards and you get more free barbecue. So that's the easiest way to say it. We want to treat our customers who are loyal to us well. And so definitely take advantage of that and come see us. You know, we talk about it all almost every week. We talk about Meg's favorite. She is a big fan of the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich that is happens every Monday at all of our drive-thrus. So every location does have a drive-thru. And yeah, so just swing through the drive-thru, get you either a pulled pork, sliced pork sandwich on a bun or garlic bread, and get one free. It's simple as that. You don't have to have the app, but you may as well, so you can collect those points and take advantage of that deal.
Very awesome. What else would you like to share with us as we wrap up our time here?
Well, and then the other one that we always talk about every week is buy one, get one free. What am I thinking? I just talked about the buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So a free kid entree with the purchase of an adult entree, typically 12 or under. So definitely bring those kiddos in, whether you're out shopping, running around, heading to practice. I don't even know what sports season is. Soccer season? I don't know. Basketball, soccer and basketball, whatever sports going on, you're running around practice or games or whatever, swinging through Sonny's. We do have four locations here in the local area for you to visit. In the news, I like to say, in the news radio listenership area. So we have that Pace, Florida location located on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. It is probably about a mile, mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard, just to kind of give you an idea of where that's at. We have our 9th Avenue store, which is located just south of Creighton Road. If you know where that airport runway strip is, right there on 9th Avenue where the firehouse is, it's kind of tucked back behind there, behind the AutoZone. So nice, quaint location, and it's got a little front porch. If the weather's just right and you're so inclined, you can dine on the front porch. That's always a nice little spot when the weather is right. We have we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40. And typically reserved for at least 10 people, but no cost for the banquet room. So you don't have to, you know, don't have to absorb an additional fee to have a meeting space. So just the cost of the food, tax and gratuity, and we can get you taken care of. Typically, if it's over about 15 people, we like to do a buffet. It just makes it a little bit easier and faster to get everybody fed in a timely manner instead of trying to run individual plates and orders through the kitchen. So it just gets guests are a little bit happier when we do it that way. So, yeah. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
We're here a little bit smoother for you.
Yeah. And then we have our Navy Boulevard store. We have a banquet room there. We can host up to about 75. So definitely check that out if you got a little bit larger gathering. Great team over there. And then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically located on Shelley Road. So it is kind of a little off of Pine Forest. There's a little jot back behind the Cumberland Farms gas station. So,
yeah.
Definitely check that out. Bunch of great teams. Bunch of great folks. You know, here in the Gulf Coast, we have probably about 250 team members. You know, so it's just a great group of folks here serving, you know, the customers here in the Pensacola market. I work with stores Mobile to Fort Walton Beach, and there's always something going on. So it's a pleasure to serve this community and be a part of it and get to do all the great things that are always going on. Last night I was out supporting Alicia Tappan for Survivor Lead Solutions. She had her annual, fumble the name of what it's called, but always great stuff going on. So it's always a pleasure to help support the community. And so I hear the music, PJ.
Yeah,
the time goes so fast every time. So appreciate y'all listening.
Sonny's Barbecue. Thanks for joining us.
Come see us at our stores if you need any help with catering. We'd love to help you. Give us a shout, sonnyscatering.com, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, PJ.